Welcome to the Power of Attorney Project, which is part of our Conversations That Matter podcast. My name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. This podcast is intended to provide general information only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized legal, financial, or other advice. This podcast raises issues that our audience can further explore on their own in their own local communities with their own local experts. This project will help to be a call to action for families to solve their issues, find solutions to their problems, and have greater peace of mind.
Well, hi, I'm Wendy Struve, and I'm a financial advisor with Canaccord Genuity Wealth Management in Uptown Waterloo, Ontario. I've been actually working at this job for almost 30 years now, helping people to plan their lives through their financial assets. And in doing so, we take the people from their youth when they're just starting out and work with them through their different life cycles to hopefully the end game, where all this labor that's been saved on their behalf is able to become the assets that they use to create a cash flow to live on during their retirement years and hopefully leave something for their families in the future.
And my name is Mike Roberts. I'm an investment advisor as well with Canaccord Genuity here in Waterloo, also a licensed life insurance advisor. We work with our clients to do, again, much of, as Wendy talked about, portfolio proposals, as well as we'll work on financial and retirement projections. Really in an effort to answer the question that so many people have as they get to retirement, do I have enough financial resources to support myself and my loved ones for the rest of my days? It's an interesting conversation, and again, something that's very necessary that we get into in terms of having the talk. Consider that planning for our inevitable death is about living, not dying. It's about life in the present and in the future. Most importantly, estate planning is about the life of your family and loved ones and the peace of mind you get from helping to preserve their financial security. Because its very nature, estate planning can be a difficult subject to discuss, even more so to plan, because it forces us to come to terms with our own mortality. Yet it's something we need to talk about openly with our loved ones today, because we can't do it after you're gone or after they're gone. Each of us will approach the subject differently with personal motivations and expectations. Today, we're here to talk about really defining what estate planning is, and again, the key considerations for you working forward with it. Estate planning is simply a blueprint for your final wishes, a guide for how to distribute the valuables you've worked hard for. Some examples would be your house, vehicles, other collections that may have meaningful values, again, in conveying those wishes to your loved ones. It's about taking care of yourself now and in later years and addressing the needs to whom you have a legal or moral obligation throughout your life and after your death. While these are important issues at any life point, the effect of the plan steps become increasingly more imminent as one moves into the later stages of life. When many Canadians think of estate planning, they think solely of a will, but truthfully, it's much more than that. The process does include making a will, but also picking a guardian if you have kids, setting up the appropriate powers of attorney for financial and healthcare decisions, and many other factors.
I think the first thing that you need to do is you need to realize that you absolutely need an estate plan. And once you come to that conclusion, I think the best thing to do is to educate yourself by reading as much material as you possibly can find on the subject. And there's many places you can go to for that particular material. You can go to your local bookstore, you can go to the internet, you can go to the library, you can go to the different publications that are offered by a number of companies that provide estate planning information out there. And then you need to get organized. You need to gather all your financial information together, so you've got a good understanding of what you have, what you owe, what you make, and what you save, and in the end, what you need to spend. Make a list of all the people in your life that you'd like to receive a benefit when you're no longer here. And you might want to include in that list the charitable causes that you favor as well.
Truthfully, it's not just the wealthy who need to think about estate planning and all these factors, and it's not just old folks either. Some examples we think of, would you want a son or daughter to carry on in your family business? Would you want a toddler taken care of in the event that you or your spouse get into an accident? These are the kind of questions an estate plan at all stages of life can help resolve. Unexpected events happen in life, and doing some early planning now can potentially avoid a whole lot of heartache down the road. Beyond that, if estate planning steps are undertaken by an elderly person at the suggestion, guidance, or even support of another interested person, such as adult children, those actions could be open to greater scrutiny down the road. Accordingly, if adjustments would be considered for an aging parent's existing affairs, it's prudent to address this as early as practically possible so that things can be reasonably expected to proceed as planned.
So the other thing you need to figure out is who is going to be the individual or individuals that take care of you when you are unable. And once you have that list of everything that you need to take that information, put it together, and make an appointment with an individual that you think is able to put this information down in a format that you're comfortable with, so you can present it to your family. There's no time like the present to set up an appointment with an estate planning specialist. And if you don't do this, some family rivalries that seem pretty much non-existent often come to the surface when a deceased or an infirm family member has not laid out the proper groundwork for their wishes to be carried out with precision. I've witnessed many families irreparably torn apart when estate plans are not explicit. So that's really, really important.
One other piece we want to talk about too is the key considerations within estate planning. Probably the number one factor in association with the establishment of a will is power of attorneys. By definition, a power of attorney is a legal document that authorizes another person to act on your behalf. This is a powerful grant of authority. In this context, the term attorney does not mean lawyer. You can choose any mentally capable person to act as your attorney, subject to age restrictions. It can also be a trust company. It's important, though, to distinguish between a power of attorney and a will. A power of attorney can only be used during your lifetime and terminates at death. A will deals with the disposition of your property after death. Giving power of attorney to someone does not take away your power to act on your own behalf. It does, however, authorize that person to share that power. If a person is not capable of dealing with their own affairs, they cannot legally be prevented by their power of attorney or anyone else from writing checks, selling property, or dealing with their assets in any way they wish. Only by finding being found of mental incapacity by court or other legal process can an individual's power be restricted. Also, an important note, a power of attorney can be revoked at any time. Other key considerations we would touch on with interested parties on the process of estate planning would include income and tax management, an evaluation of their financial resources, legal and moral exposure, funeral arrangements, beneficiary designations, trusts, along with any property that may fall under joint ownership.
So, why should you do an estate plan? Well, it's important to consider doing an estate plan because it will clearly define your wishes if you are no longer here or are unable to provide and care for your immediate family. It forces you to make tough choices on who will be your executor, beneficiary, trustee of your estate. It will also assist in organizing your affairs by looking at all of your assets so that in the event you are no longer here, taxes are then kept to a minimum.
Significant resources are obviously helpful to people. We would certainly encourage everyone to meet with a financial professional, a legal representation, because certainly a lawyer will be involved in the process of establishing wills and power of attorney. Again, there are resources certainly available that we're happy to provide, a 10-step checklist to estate planning. This is a guide you can work through with your advisor to make sure all aspects of your estate plan are complete. And as well, an estate record keeper would be an important resource. It's a comprehensive tool that lets you store financial and personal information all in one place.
So we're here to help. If you need assistance in getting an estate plan put together, you can give us a call in Uptown Waterloo or Wendy Stroop Wealth Management. And our numbers to get us are 1-800-495-8071 or 519-885-8040. And you can ask for myself, Wendy Stroop, Mike Roberts, Lori Hill, or Kathy Cahayas. We work as a team, and each one of us provides a unique look at everything. So give us a call.
All right. Also, our website online, if you wish to check out more details on our team, stroobwealth.com.
Thank you, Mike and Wendy, for that. You know what? It's important that we have these conversations with our families, because what we're doing with this project is really saying to people, get this legal work done, figure out what you want for your wishes, and go and find the right financial people who will help you work through some of the challenges and some of the questions. And you know, for normal families, this is complicated and it's not easily done. And we're trying to say, go out and find the financial people who can help you create a roadmap that makes sense for you, and something that if you lose your capacity, your families will have a roadmap. And, you know, as we age and as people are facing issues, whether they're stroke or cancer or dementia, these are real issues in our families. And the more that we can say to people, get organized, think about these things, be proactive, the better everybody will be. And so having these conversations are hard. They're difficult for us to do, but if we have the courage and the guts to approach these topics, that there are financial experts like you who can create some logic and build some sanity into people's plans, and really what people get out of it is peace of mind. So I really thank you today for joining our project, for adding your wisdom and insight.
Thanks, Mary.
And now, Chris Catta and I, one of our board directors, have a few closing comments.
Mary, who are our initial project supporters?
We wish to acknowledge that this project is funded in part by the Government of Canada's New Horizons for Seniors program. Our other initial supporters include Care Connect, the Care Guide, the Healing Cycle Foundation, and Scotia Trust. Caregiving Matters is an internet-based registered Canadian charity dedicated to educating and supporting family caregivers. 90% of our work is done online and by leveraging technologies. 10% is done by producing local educational events. We leverage technologies in everything that we do, ensuring greater reach and sustainability. I trust that we have given you some of the highlights of our exciting new initiative. If you are interested in speaking with me about the project, please let me know. We look forward to your questions and your ideas.
Mary, if listeners have questions, what's the best way for them to contact us?
Well, they can contact me, Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. My email is mary@caregivingmatters.ca. Our telephone number is 905-939-2931. And our website is www.caregivingmatters.ca.